Tisha, one of the Cabinet Subcommittee you oversee is housing. A major issue in my own county and right across the state. We also have an additional issue which is impacting on the housing crisis in Donegal, which is defective block. Your scheme is simply not working. It doesn't work. 1,300 people packed to the rafters. They were out on the street. They couldn't get into the venue because the venue wasn't big enough. We don't have a venue big enough in Donegal to host the number of families that would tell you that if you were there. The scheme isn't working. This is causing serious pressure on families. We have crumbling walls, crumbling buildings, but we also have mental health that's broken down. Mm. We have families that have broken apart as a result of this here, and we have people who are no longer with us as a result of the issues of defective block. It does not work. The penny is not dropping with government. This, like, the idea that somebody, you talk about 100% scheme and all the rest, there wouldn't be a single person in that room. I think 500 turned up in Mayo at a different meeting. Yeah. There wouldn't be a single person in that room if there was a 100% scheme. These individuals know that it doesn't work for them. And, you know, today or yesterday, we had state apologies where state did wrong. And I don't want to equate what happened in that case, which was absolutely horrific, and how the state and successive governments treated with that issue. But we have crumbling lives right across the West Coast and elsewhere. And they need government support. Hmm. They need government to walk with them at this point in time, not face them down. And I'll tell you something, if they were here sitting in front of you, they would tell you that that's what they face for government. Now, you will say, and rightly, that this is a huge scheme, huge amount of money and all of the rest. And all of those things are true. But if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And you didn't have an interaction with this scheme up until now, but you've sat at Cabinet and you've signed off on it. You've seen the protests and all the rest. You've had your fingers on this. This scheme has to change, and it has to change really urgently. Like, so I'm making this point to you. I will take you round to houses in Donegal. I will invite you to sit down with people who are in their 60s and talk to them about where they will get the 60 or 70,000 euro that you expect them to get to rebuild their homes. Or we'll talk about families who are living in caravans. A mother who sat with me or talked to me and my party leader and showed me the tablets that she takes every day because of her mental health. That woman who used to have her own business, an entrepreneur in Donegal, and her tablets. Her child is doing a state examination. She talks about when she drops her children to school. She drives down about 3 kilometres to the little lake and she sits there and cries and cries and cries until she gets the strength again to pull it together, because she does not want to see her daughters the way that her mum feels. Like, this is unbelievable what is happening, and these individuals need to see light at the end of the tunnel. So I'm telling you now, this scheme is not working. It will have to be fixed by somebody. We're committed to a 100% scheme, and that's fine. I'm not trying to make politics out of this here, because I know these individuals. Some of them are my relations. Hmm. It's horrifying what's happening. And these houses are going to collapse. Like, I was at a house there 2 weeks ago, and the blocks are crumbling in my hand. Like, yeah. And we've got kids in those houses. Like, and, you know, one house, and I'll finish on this here, one family is demolishing their house at the minute. The individual sat up on the roof, and the chimney was there. He put his foot to the chimney, and the chimney just fell. Why did it fall? It's because it's got defective block. It's like Weetabix. Hmm. But a gale could do the same thing. A gust of wind could do the same thing, and a child could be underneath it. And we would all be talking about how terrible it is and what tragedy is. We know this is happening. We know the houses are unsafe. We know the scheme doesn't work. And the government needs to get their act together.
Yeah, look, can I just end briefly on that? And I accept the sincerity with which you raise the issue and the pressure that it's putting on people you represent in Donegal, and acknowledge Deputy Conway Walsh gave me a document on this last week from the Mayo perspective. And I mean, I'll commit to looking at the documentation you've given me. I mean, as you say, and I don't want to reopen the debate here, but as you say, I mean, we did put a scheme in place that was a very large sum of money that I genuinely did expect to bring about some good for the people in the county you represent. But I'll certainly look at the information that you've sent me and come back to you.